Cinema organs, or theatre organs as they're sometimes called, are nearly always referred to as Wurlitzers, the mighty Wurlitzer, no matter who actually made them. Because Wurlitzer was the original. But of course there are English firms that have made them, and indeed Dutch firms. The Compton Company in England, Hill, Norman & Beard made them under the name of Christie. But the genuine Wurlitzer organ was made in America and imported. It was, in fact, invented by an Englishman, a man called Robert Hope Jones, who lived at Birkenhead. He made church organs, but he had one or two revolutionary ideas, which didn't go down very well with the church organ builders in this country. So he fled to America, as it were, and he teamed up with the Wurlitzer people, who were making Nickelodeons and fair organs, that sort of thing. So Mr. Hope Jones sold all his patents through the Wurlitzer people, and they promptly banned him from the factory. This particular instrument, it's quite an old one, an early one, what we refer to as vintage. And the characteristic vintage sound of a Wurlitzer, these lovely, beautiful tibia pipes, and the vox humana, which means human voice, but whether it sounds like a human is up to you to decide. But this is the sound you expect from one of these. And of course it has all the usual effects. The cathedral chime. The xylophone. Everybody thinks you're very clever because it repeats itself, but all you have to do is hold a note and it does it for you. But the glockenspiel. And one or two drums which we can play with our feet. The bass drum. The crash cymbal. Even the sound of steam. Of course, the important thing to realise is that these extras are just gimmicks. The theatre organ was built for entertainment. Its use in the cinema, if anything, made it seem less of an instrument than it really was.
The medium wasn't a good one, really, in my opinion. You'd come up there and you got your back to the audience all the time. I mean, in London in particular, you'd have two films, the usual news film, an orchestra, organist and a stage show. All for ninepence. You were at a disadvantage right from the word go.
Of course, the sad thing is that musical purists always referred, and still do, to these instruments as machines that bleated like nanny goats, and that came about because of the vibrato or the tremulant. You know, a church organ, if I demonstrate, makes a very straight noise like this. And a device called a tremulant, which is a kind of rapidly vibrating bellows, there are two of them on this organ, changes it to this. Gives it a vibrato, and that is what the church organist disliked. Nonetheless, what those church organists didn't realise was that the best theatre organs, wherever they've now finished up, are capable of a sound every bit as magnificent as the very best church organ. fact, the theatre organ works in principle exactly the same as a church organ, only it's just a bit more versatile and complicated. You have 2, 3, 4, or sometimes 5 keyboards or manuals, surrounding which you have a variety of stop keys which connect these manuals, as it were, with the pipes. By depressing any of these keys, you can connect any of the manuals with more or less any set of pipes by means of a huge series of electric relays. It's really like a mini computer. The pipes are housed in what's called an organ chamber. Sometimes there are 2 or 3, and one of the most magnificent has been newly restored in the Free Trade Hall in Manchester.
Well, in this particular chamber, there are 670 pipes. In the main chamber next to it, there are 730 pipes, making a total of 1,400 pipes. Some pipes are metal and some pipes are wood. And of course, the shorter the pipe, the higher the pitch of the sound produced. The biggest pipe in the organ is in the other chamber. That's a wooden 16-foot pipe. And we also have a 16-foot metal pipe as well, folded to get them to fit in on the shelf. Supposing the organist had selected a trumpet pipe to speak, and he chose this particular note, what would happen? Wind would be released into the bottom of the pipe here, called a boot, and then it would impinge on this tongue called a reed here, which vibrates. This tube is hollow, and the air then escapes up this resonator to make the sound of the pipe. And also, I've estimated that in the organ as a whole, there's about 152 miles, I think, of single-core copper wire, like telephone wire. Little silver wires by the thousand, magnets by the thousand, and little leather motors by the thousand. Everything in the organ, you know, you talk about thousands.
At one time, in the 30s, there was getting on for 1,000 instruments like this in England alone. Now, there are probably no more than 50. After the war, thanks to the foolishness of certain cinema and theatre owners, most of these organs were just torn out and thrown away. However, a few were saved. Curiously,